Charmaine Clamor is from the Philippines. She's a jazz singer and now lives in Los Angeles. Charmaine, we've had you on the program before, but you were talking then about how the Philippines is embedded in your music. Now you're connected to something very sad, very unpleasant. How's this all affecting you personally?
Marco, it's devastating what's happening in the Philippines right now. And it's hard for me to sleep at night in my comfortable bed where I can turn on the air conditioning and control the heater when my kababayan or my brothers and sisters have nowhere to sleep or they can't find their family. It's heartbreaking to me. And I'm really grateful for my life, but, you know, it's heartbreaking, Marco.
Do you have family or friends who live in the affected areas?
I have close family friends who are there, and some of our relatives already went home to make sure that they are found. Some people are missing in the remote areas. My immediate family are more north of Tacloban and you know, Bohol and Cebu, where the typhoon occurred.
How are they doing?
My family are doing well. You know, we get this every year, so we're used to a typhoon, but this one is just... It was unexpected how hard it was. And, you know, as you know, it's the hardest typhoon we've had in history. There's a sense of, oh, we can recover for this. But then there's a sense of desperation that it's going to take longer than usual.
You were talking about lying in your comfortable bed and how tough it is to process all this. Is it tough because you have lived through typhoons and know what this kind of devastation can mean? Or is it just tough because you're so far from home?
It's difficult to accept the fact that so many people are homeless. It's an emotional cord that I have for my people. I just feel for them, for their loss and their sorrow.
Charmaine, you've been pretty adamant on Facebook since the weekend that people who want to donate to the relief effort be cautious before giving. Why is this an important message for you to get across?
Because the people, the victims of the typhoon, need the funding. And our government is corrupt. We have so many corruption there.
The Filipino government.
Yes. And I just want to make sure that the funds go directly to where it's needed and that it doesn't get diluted.
I mean, you're not even there, Charmaine. You're in Los Angeles, and yet I hear desperation in your voice.
Yes. A whole town has been wiped away. You know, they have not responded to the rural areas because it's been difficult because of transportation problem and communication. They don't have water. How long can a person go without water? They need help.
Jazz singer Charmaine Clamor from the Philippines, now living in Los Angeles. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.